Screw the intro.
Here we are at the Ohio Cup, and we're going to do us a little something different. We're calling the match between the Addison Mountain Stars and the Canal Fulton County Mules. What's their official name, Rudy?
The Canal Fulton Mules.
That was close. Yeah. Why am I saying county?
I don't know. It just feels like it rolls off the tongue. And Addison is off to a really strong start here in this first inning. As we're looking at Mr. Nichols, Spoon is his nickname, makes it to second base off of a ground ball hit to the second baseman by Apple. So you're looking at Addison with runners on first and second with the mountain man, Dirtbag himself, up to bat.
Go ahead. We're going to do this. We've never done this before, and we're going to step all over each other. It's going to be amazing. Let's do this.
Yeah.
I'll do play-by-play. You do color. And we're doing that right on live broadcast to show you behind the curtain what's going on here. So Dirtbag's up there right now. He's taking a couple of pitches because, you know, he's got an idea of where he wants to go.
Yeah.
And, it's a high fly ball to left field. The left fielder is camped, and he does make the catch.
Yeah, pretty effortlessly, actually. You know, the hurler for the Canal Fulton Mules, Beefy, Mr. Phillips, is an accomplished hurler as Wall comes to the plate right now.
Wall's going to take a pitch. Something I want to get into during this game, that I had a very interesting conversation with a couple of people, and I believe Johnny, Laura, as he hits it to third between the wickets, everybody's going to move up a base and be safe at their base.
Mm-hmm.
Base is loaded. Had an interesting talk with Johnny yesterday about how many pitches Midwest teams seem to take on an individual basis compared to East Coast. And we're kind of thinking, first pitch swinging by the Prince straight to center field. That catch is going to be bobbled and made, but that's going to score a run. That's going to score Spoon from third as Addison takes the early lead. So what I was saying, East Coast teams, their umpires will they get on that count early as far as start calling balls and strikes. It's very early.
Within the first or second pitch, absolutely.
And in the Midwest, it really never. as a grounder to shortstop or third, I can't see.
No, that's the shortstop button grounds out to the shortstop. They get the force out. Mr. Nichols is out at third, and that retires the side. And, you know, to talk about the pitch selection here in the Midwest, and the difference is they're not calling balls and strikes. That's what it is. So. You're going to get batters who are going to wait for their pitch to hit, and then you're going to get pitchers who are going to try and place the ball that is most advantageous to them and their team in the field.
So let me ask you this, Rudy, as the Mules are getting ready to come up. When you go to the World Tournament, those umpires will start calling balls and strikes, but how far into the at-bat are they doing that before that happens?
Oh, man, you're getting into double digits of pitches.
So in your opinion, and we can talk about this, this is just our opinions, as Brandon Ream is on the line, the stripe, if you will, for the Addison Mountain Stars as the we don't have, I apologize in advance, we don't have the Mules' names. We have their last name. So Mr. Musgrave is coming up to lead off for the Fulton Mules as he takes a pitch. Where is the sweet spot for taking pitches? He swings at the second one. It appears it was called foul down the third baseline.
Ooh, Dirtbag was all over that. The sweet spot for taking pitches, I will take I will take two pitches, and then I will do everything I can to put the bat on the ball. I'm going to make an attempt to swing.
Where do you think umpires, as Mr. Musgrave takes another pitch, and he swings and hits it directly to the shortstop, picked up there, throw to first, excellent throw, just a little offline. He's going to be safe at first on a bobble at first.
Yeah, yeah. Wall is like 6'4", so
that's true.
He's not going to miss much.
6'3" with his mustache.
Exactly. We have Mr. Porter.
Swinging a miss.
Center fielder making a great play in the field last half inning.
He's not messing around. He's swinging right to the shortstop. There's going to be a there's going to be a bobble at short and a misplay at second. He wouldn't have got him anyway. How many pitches do you think should be an umpire start? Let's just say there's some good pitches in the first. And it, let me rephrase this. Let's just get down to it. You get batters up there that are, as a grounder to the shortstop again. This is a slow roller. Not much can be done with that one. That's in the middle of nowhere. Everybody's safe. Base is loaded right now for the Mules. Everybody goes up there, it seems like. A lot of people go up there looking for their pitch. Mm-hmm. You referred to that earlier. How many pitches do you think it should be? We got to stop getting rid of that foul ball down third baseline. It was called fair. Well, it wasn't called fair. It was not called foul. So the Mules are going to score a run and have bases loaded again. That was I don't think he meant to do that, but it happened.
That was a very interesting call and play.
Is that your way of saying it was wrong? I just had dinner with this umpire last night. You will not say anything negative about this umpire.
Let me just say, to get back to your question, as Reem is working here. Oh, catches on the first bounce. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, he's going to be safe at home.
Oh, no. Double
he's gonna
play.
He's going to be safe at home. He's going to be safe at third because Mr. Reem caught the ball on the first bounce and no tags were made.
Oh, that's right. So when you're in a Michigan state of mind, you're like, oh, look at that. It's going to be an amazing play. Not so much.
Yep. So having played the summer, having played a whole summer in New York with the Gothams, and I enjoy the umpire calling pitches almost immediately. It keeps the game moving. Mm-hmm. It puts the pressure equally on the pitcher to present hittable balls and the hitter to not be picky. Here in the Midwest, you'll get hitters that you hear the phrase, if I had a nickel, I never swing at the first pitch. But then the phrase should really be, I never swing at the first five pitches. Mm-hmm. And as somebody who has started pitching more recently, it gets a little frustrating. Not for me, because it's boring people in the stands. True. You're like, in the crowd, you're like, we need to get this going. Put the bat on the ball. Swing.
And in the outfield.
Exactly. So, and as Mr. Reem here is delivering beautiful pitches.
Right there. Is right? If you're waiting, it's nothing to fault as the batter swings and misses. No foul tip on that. And waiting, it's just the mindset of the Midwest. That's what it is. And once again, there's a play at second, well held out there by Mustache. I don't know his name, but he's got the best mustache on the field.
That's a. My mustache. So what you're looking at here is a runner on second and a runner on third.
I lost track of who's up.
With 2 outs.
I don't mind saying that.
Yeah, it's okay.
He's got an awesome American red and white striped with the blue white stars on baseball bat. Down the left field line, that's going to be fair. That burns the left fielder. The Mules are scoring runs at will. There's a run. Here's another run. That's a double. And El Duble on the play. That gentleman's wearing blue cleats, and I'd like to tell him to not do that ever again. He might not have a choice because there's no steel cleats allowed here at the Ohio Cup. So what you got for rubber is what you got. Yeah. But
Mr. Beefy Phillips up to plate with a runner on second and Beefy. 2 outs.
So that was Mr. Sondheim that had the double. Well done there on the line. So I'm thinking to put a bow on what this topic, Rudy. Four pitches.
At least.
I mean.
Well, at minimum. At maximum, let's say that.
Because to get the Midwest to start speeding things up, you got to start somewhere.
Absolutely.
That's why we should have picked her up. Nettie Johnson for the Addison Mountain Stores. Clink just made a fine play on the gravel road on a foul ball. Caught it in the air And that's why the Columbus Capitals should have picked her up for the World Tournament. Way to drop the ball on that, Rudy.
A beautiful over-the-shoulder snag. As Addison is coming up to bat in the top of the second, chasing three runs. They are currently down 1-4.
Yeah, so the Mules are looking good. Addison's not going to go down without a fight, so this is going to turn out to be a bit of a barn burner, I believe. I'm going to go ahead and predict that somebody is going to win by one run in the last inning.
That's a bold prediction, Cotton.
Here comes Just for Men, Brandon Rehm.
The hurler from the last inning. And being a hurler in vintage baseball, you're aware of, like, the frustrations you face up there with delivering hittable pitches. So we'll see how he approaches this. He takes his first pitch. The second pitch is going to fall short.
Now, when you're to piggyback on what we were talking about earlier, when they're bad pitches, they're bad pitches. You can't do anything about that.
Exactly.
But when you take a pitch that's right down the middle and you look back at the hurler and you're like, hey, good pitch. Yeah. It sure was. Here's a fly ball to right field, caught on a bound, as it's bound rules here at the Ohio Cup. Way to surround that ball. He surrounded it and got it, and Mr. Just for Men is just out.
He had to surround it because it rained most of the morning, so the ground is very, very soft. A lot of players are slipping coming out of the box or off of the bat. So outfielders and infielders alike have to surround the ball.
We got a grounder to third, throw to first. It's going to be behind. They are overrunning first base today because of the wetter conditions caused by overnight rain.
Exactly. It's interesting for me particularly because I have a history with both of these clubs. I played a whole summer with the Canal Fulton Mules, and I have played many a games for the Addison Mountain Stars. So.
Are there any pitchers out there with you in the Mules uniforms?
Absolutely.
How have I not seen these? How have I not seen this movie that you were in, too? I thought you were supposed to pay up on that a long time ago.
We're looking, and it looks like...
You said you were going to show it to me. You got to be a liar.
Well, that's a story for another time.
Well, we got Jason Bay up to the plate.
Yes, we have.
Or Jason Bell, not Jason Bay. Am I thinking of Pittsburgh Pirate?
That's exactly who you're thinking.
Oh, my God. I watch too much sports. Sorry, honey. Jason Bell up for Addison.
As we get Beefy grooving a pitch.
Oh, he put something into it, and it's a one-hopper center field. Well played out there by center. That's another out.
Mr. Porter is kind of the ideal center fielder. He can hit line drives, he can hit for power, and he's fast. So,
check out the mustache on this guy at first base. He's got the perfect face for a mustache. Look at that.
Yeah. And his mustache is
who is that?
He's unruly. He is new. I imagine that would be
rookie.
Rookie.
No, rookie was just up according to the lineup. That would be show. Shows at first base with the face for a mustache, if it's such a thing. Clink is up right now. Clink just making a fine play in the last inning. You know what happens when you make a fine play in the inning before you make an at-bat.
You have a great at-bat.
That's the rumor.
Yeah. And, you know, I'll just address it. Like, you know, you see sometimes in our game and in general when...
Fly ball to left field, left fielder... down the left field line, scouting report, is Clink a dead pull hitter? Because he was standing there.
Clink is a dead pull hitter for power. As I was saying, like you'll see most infielders and outfielders move in when a lady is up to bat.
That's a mistake in this case.
You noticed how none of their fielders, they stayed in their position because they know Clink. And Nettie can just drive line drives.
Nettie needs to go to right center field. It's there for her. Can she do that? We'll talk to her.
If she could. She could. As that retired the side and sending Addison back out into the field, still chasing three runs.
Who do we got on the stripe out there from Addison this inning?
That would be Mr. Nichols.
Yep, that's where we're at with that.
Yep. He's Apple is his nickname.
Another fine mustache. First pitch swinging. I like it. Out to short. Well held at short.
That was Sean Pappy Mule up to bat. One of the innovators in the Midwest of the fair foul. One of the best to ever do it.
He's walking over this way. Do you think we can ask him to do one next inning?
It's outlawed here. You're not allowed to fair foul here at the Ohio Cup.
Oh, because we play like men at the Ohio Cup. All right, good.
Yeah. That's what everybody says.
Oh, allow me to say something different.
Yeah, please.
So this guy's got a...
Mr. Bailey has a ribbon hanging off the back of his belt. It looks like it's a tail.
It's a tail. I'd like to hear the tail of this tail. Wrong-hander goes the opposite way through the hole, finely driven ball, directly to the left fielder, but no infielder in sight as the shift was not on.
He swung and made contact like he's done that a million times.
Probably.
And that will bring to plate the captain, the man, the myth, the legend himself, Captain Ed Schumann of the Canal Fulton Mules. You won't find a better captain in the game than Captain Ed. Ooh. Well,
explain what just happened.
Captain Ed, he's crafty, he's cunning, he knows what he's doing. He was trying a nice little slap hit there. He's swinging I think that's like a 37-inch bat. He's a mountain of a man. And he has the finest haberdasheries in all of vintage baseball. Oh, see, he's trying to get fancy now.
He has an idea in his head.
And he's facing two strikes. So we'll see if he bears down here and makes some contact as he has a runner on first base with no outs.
And a couple more pitches were taken, as this one was a good pitch.
let's be honest. You got two strikes on you. You got to be careful.
That's true. There's a pop-up to Adam Johnson at third base, caught in the air. That'll retire Mr. Schumann.
Bringing to the plate.
Mr. Wichter?
That seems
is it Wichter? Wichter or Wichter?
Wichter.
Wichter.
That's the thing with the Canal Fulton Mules. Their uniforms are unique and wonderful. This man's shirt is fantastic.
It is the best shirt on the club. Am I right?
That's right.
So far. I mean, well, there's a throw to second. I believe they just got somebody on a muff. I believe he's out.
No, he's going to stand there like he was safe.
We're going to ask for judgment on this.
And the umpire's going to be like.
We are going to get a judgment. He's going to call him out because he was out. No offense to anybody involved.
I'm going to tell you right now how this is going to work.
They're asking for judgment.
No.
They're disagreeing.
Let me tell you something, sir. Here in the Midwest, you can call judgment all day in Ohio. And if the umpire is not sure, the umpire will be like, well, what do you think? And then it comes down to a conversation. And who's willing to budge?
We don't know who budged. We do know he was just called out. So, and he was out, for the record.
Because you don't run on clink.
Well,
you don't.
He won't again.
The odds were against him. It's a soft, soggy field. Clink has a cannon, and the ball did not get away from her. She's going to gun you down every time.
Clink's a much better baseball player than I ever was, and doesn't offend me, and I don't feel emasculated because of it. Just better. I love to watch baseball. They did not put the scores up on the scoreboard, so a little bit behind, but that was the end
zero.
Of the second, right?
Yep.
End of the second?
Addison is still chasing three as we come to the bottom of the order with Ark up to bat.
As we were talking about the Canal Fulton Mules, they all have different shirts on, and I think that's probably the most accurate as you can get. Some teams really do worry about everybody wearing the same shirt, and that's just not realistic. It is now, but it wasn't then.
Well, it is now because it's ingrained in everybody. You're on a team, everybody needs to look the same. The Canal Fulton Mules have... fashioned their uniforms after the men who would work the canal boats, and so you're going to get unique patterns and colors, and they just look fantastic.
They do. And here we go, Ark, one of the newest members, if not the newest member of Addison Mountain Stars.
Exactly. has a few games under his belt.
That was a swing and a miss.
As Captain Ed is now taken to hurling.
His familiar post in the middle of the field.
I can always say he is a polarizing figure in the Midwest, especially in Ohio, with hurling.
Oh, tomahawk chop to short. A lefty shortstop, you don't see that all the time, with a one hopper over to first, well held by the first baseman. A lot of good defense on that play right there, and Ark is the first out.
Captain Ed, for my money, is one of my favorite pitchers to face. I love the way he delivers the ball.
Top of the lineup for Addison, it's Spoon. And he will be taking a pitch. I don't remember who was up when we started talking about these Canal Fulton Mule shirts. Definitely the best shirt on the team, though. Who was that?
Mr. Witcher.
Oh, that's right. Mr. Witcher. Wicker? Witcher. Weicher? I would like to present Weicher into the conversation. Weicher. but it looks like it's an orange checker.
Oh, yeah.
And it really stands out. But the best part about the shirts of the Mules is when you can tell they're all on the same team. They all got the black tie as a grounder down the third baseline. Third baseman is going to do the very smart play of holding on to the ball. He had no chance to get Spoon at first base, so there's a runner at first for Addison.
You can tell the Canal Fulton Mules by the sash and the hat. Most of them are wearing the white pant. When I was a Canal Fulton Mule, my nickname was Buttons. Ooh, as a line shot is sent out to left center.
It's a well-struck ball right there.
Apple, moving Mr. Nichols to second base.
So just like the first inning, you got Spoon and Apple getting on with the dirtbag coming up.
Dirtbag's in a unique position here because, you know, he can really get a hold of the ball and send it deep into the valley into left field, and you got to think that's what's on his mind.
And it was, as he fouled it straight back.
he is a power hitter.
It's a violent swing, is it not?
It is. Having been in center field while he played for the Droverton Black Flags a few weeks ago, hurt my hands.
I believe he got into a slap fight with the Yeti World Tournament.
Uh-huh.
There's a pop-up to center,
and
mishandled.
It's in no man's land.
Oh, that's a well-played. Let's go over that situation. A pop-up to center field. Center fielder's coming in full head of steam. Bobbles and drops. Short. So you got the second baseman who's coming over to help on the play. Picks up the ball. And they get the shortstop coming over to second base for the tag. A teamwork play. That's players whose heads are in the game.
Mr. Wall gets a hold of it and sends it into the valley easily.
Into the valley, going into the valley.
Bringing Apple across home plate. Oh, they're going to claim that he caught it on one bounce.
We couldn't see it because it goes down. You're going down a hill over there, so you don't even see the left fielder.
I'm going to be sure he's an honorable man. And he
take him at his word.
On his first bounce.
Somebody saw it.
Because that had base hit written all over it. As the wind was kind of taken out of the sails there for Addison, as they weren't able to plate a run, and they were still chasing three, heading into the bottom of the third inning.
Yeah, as the time limits here at the Ohio Cup are an hour, and we are about 25 minutes in right now. So you're looking at 4 to 5 innings being played in this match. As best shirt on the team hits a hits a grounder to short.
Oh,
it's bobbled at first, so he's going to be safe.
I think we may have an issue here. Hey, Nettie. Nettie, did they bat out of order?
There must have been a force play somewhere else. Yeah. No, they're not out of order. Everybody, everything's good. Reams back on the line for Addison.
So here at the Ohio Cup, ladies and gentlemen.
Who was that? We got to get
Mr. Witcher.
Oh, that was Witcher. And then, little blooper in the right field. That's going to – did he get him at first?
Ark was surrounding it, but it is a very soft ground, so not much of a balance.
They tried to get Mr. Bruno. That sounds like his nickname, but we don't know. Bruno at first on the short blooper to right field. Everybody's safe. As now we go to the top of the lineup. Well struck ball to left field by Mr. Musgrave. And we're going to have bases loaded here. Situations happening for the Mules.
The Mules are moving guys around the bases today. And as we go back to the original leadoff hitter in the Ohio Cup to compensate for the time, they are doing a modern lineup. They are not going by the last out made.
Are you sure?
100%.
Because Mr. Witcher was the batter when the runner got thrown on at second. So why would he be up again then?
Because
we're
he was
argue. I understand.
Was up.
Okay, never mind.
And it looks like Mr. Porter was a foul tip. It did look like a foul ball caught on one bounce by the behind.
And here's Mr. D'Amico. Is right to the shortstop. You're going to get a bobble, and you're going to get still the out at third as Adam grasps it with one claw to get the force out. The run doth score.
As you're looking at two outs with a runner on first and second.
Wrong hander for Mr. Armbrust. Blue cleats. Blue cleats is up.
And you know, being a man that is constantly talked about his footwear, I am empathetic of Mr. Armbrust. He puts a charge into the ball.
That's going to beat him. It's into the valley. It's down the hill. We don't see anybody. We don't know what's going on. The ball is coming back in with a run tallying. Mr. Musgrave scores. Well struck by Mr. Armbrust.
Yeah, he really, the outfield had positioned themselves considering he was a wrong-hander, so he expecting him to pull the ball down the right field side, and he really hit a well-hit ball into the valley on the left field.
So things are getting away from Addison a little bit here. The mustaches are not serving them well.
They really need to get an out here.
It's a high fly ball. It's way too high to catch because you have to think about it for so long. But they did take it on a hop. Sometimes I still think Michigan. I got to get that out of my head. He played that well.
Prince came in from left field, caught it on the first bounce, ending the inning. Not too much damage was done, as I believe the Mules played it two runs that inning, and Addison is currently chasing five. And if there's one thing you know about vintage baseball, no lead is protected. No one is safe. So,
this is true. It's very hard. Now, in a fly ball match, that is certainly true. But when you're talking about a bound match, five runs is a little bit more than the norm.
We'll see. We'll see what Addison's able to put together here as Mr. Prince comes up to the bat. Off of his big catch out there in left field.
Mr. Prince showed up with a half-ass mustache. I don't even think he should have bothered.
I think it's a deficiency in testosterone that has caused that.
It's a pop-up to the second baseman. He's going to surround it and take it on the hop for the out. I believe that's Mr. Bruno. Whether that's his real name or not, we have no idea. He does look like a Bruno. I'm going to say that's his vintage name. We have all their last names, but I'm going to go out on a limb and say that's he looks like a Bruno.
Bringing Buttons to the plate.
Buttons pops up down the left field line. That's going to be surrounded and caught on the one hop.
And the left fielder was quite lucky on that one because that ball hit the road, one of the drier, flatter spots in the field. So he got a very good bounce. Like, I'd say a 6-7 foot bounce on that one.
Here comes Mr. Ream. Addison swinging early. There's another swing. That's way left, way foul. No chance on a play on that. I don't know what he was even doing with that.
I think that he just wanted to let the fielders know that he has the power to put the ball that far.
I do appreciate the Addison Mountain Stars making their outs as quickly as possible so more innings can get in on this game.
It is a very efficient way to play the game.
We're looking at maybe 6 innings now of getting in.
I've always wanted to try and do 9 innings at the Ohio Cup.
There's a grounder to the shortstop. Comes up with it. Blue cleats over to first base. A bobble is going to allow him to be safe. Am I right on that?
The bobble
is going to make him safe.
The umpire has called him out.
Wow.
That is one of those instances where the first baseman is going to walk off the field, whether he was safe
bad
or
call, not. Ump. That's a bad call.
Safe or out. It's all about confidence in this game. Ladies and gentlemen, if you confidently walk off the field like you made the out, you can get other people to believe that you made the out. Whereas Mr. Ream was more than likely safe as the first baseman did not possess the ball in time. Bringing us to the bottom of the fourth inning with the Mules on top, 6-1.
And we've got Mr. Ream out on the mound again. Probably very disappointed in his performance on that play, even though he was safe.
The thing about Addison is they don't stay down for long.
There's a strike right to Mr. Bell in right field. He will drop it. He will throw it to first base. And he appears to be safe.
As he ran into the wall, which is not something I would
don't
recommend.
Run into the wall, kids. We don't suggest that.
That bringing to the plate, that would be, I'm going to say, Mr. Aman.
He's a man.
With a runner on first. They're taking a lot of really hittable pitches as he shows.
As we talked about earlier, and then he hits it high in the air to left field. Left fielder backs up a few. Oh, going down the hill, catches it in the air. That is a difficult play as you start descending down the hill, the valley in left field. So extra points if we gave points on catches, which we don't. So he just caught it.
Actually, that was Mr. Sondheim bringing Beefy Phillips to the plate.
Beefy.
A runner on first and one out.
Beefy. Second base in the air. That's going to be a well-held miss. A well-held miss, but they're going to get the force at second, maybe, as Buttons picks it up and tags the base. And the player and the ground and the error. Tags everything to make sure that happens.
It is anybody who's out there listening that has played vintage baseball, it is that classic, you're playing on the wet ground, the ball's probably not maintaining its structure or composure, so you're really just trying to hang on to the ball as... Mr. Pappy Burke of the Mules comes up to bait the plate. A fun little anecdote about Pappy.
Sure.
I modeled my fair foul hitting after this gentleman.
Is this who we have to blame? Can somebody take this guy on at the knees?
That summer that I played for the Mules, I would lead off and I would fair foul and get a double. And then Mr. Burke would come up and fair foul down the right down the first base side, getting a double, scoring me. It was clockwork, and I owe it all to him.
Don't we? We all owe it all to him, apparently. As we have not seen him take that route, and then right on cue, he's taken that route as he tried a fair foul unsuccessfully. Then he just tried a foul. And that was unsuccessful.
I don't want to get in Mr. Burke's head there, but I'm going to say that his swing and a miss was intentional to get the third baseman on his toes, thus allowing you to have more space for a pull hit in between shortstop and third base.
Rudy, I've noticed when you go up there in the he tried a fair foul, but he hits it directly to the third baseman, throw to first. That's going to get him. Well held by the wall. I notice when you go up to the plate and you're in a fair foul kind of mindset, you don't leave that mindset very often. This is what's happening.
Oh, no, absolutely. Before I do it, I'll tell my teammates, keep their heads up. I'll tell them where I'm going to hit the ball, and then I'm going to do it.
And have you ever gotten up there and you're like, it's just I wanted to do it, seemed like a good idea, but I'm not feeling it. I'm going to go back to just taking the full swing.
Most of the time. I mean, it's such a polarizing move, and it's one of those things where if you're looking to engage the audience, if you're looking to engage the cranks in the crowd, it is a fantastic icebreaker because they have not seen it before, and they're going to have questions. Bringing, I believe this is...
Best face for a mustache. I don't know his...
Flaps. They've named him Flaps.
Look at that face. This is a face that deserves a mustache. The mustache is good, but when you put it on that face, that's the most vintage of faces I have seen this weekend.
It's the structure and the symmetry of his face that is pleasing to the eye.
If he just had some longer hair and just would part it with a little, oh, my God, he could be the face of vintage baseball, like the logo, like Jerry West.
Very true, very true. As we have Captain Ed between the lines hurling the pill.
Nice. Ooh. That's right down the third baseline on the ground. Third baseman has it. There's a lot of speed in the mustache. And
forgot he's allowed to overrun first base.
Forgot, and he's wearing red and white cleats. And as you know... going to point that out, even though everybody only has the rubber cleats that they have, and if you're used to playing in steel cleats and they're black, and then you're not going to go out and buy a new pair of cleats just to play in one event. So if you got a rubber pair and they're red and white and as ridiculous as they look, that's the way it's got
to
be.
In this day and age, who are we to turn down people who want to show up and those are the only cleats they have? So more power to you.
Right.
Bringing Mr. Bell up to bat.
Tomahawk chop to third. It's a mishandle, but the throw to second is going to get that force. Mr. Bell is going to be on it at first. Addison running out of time. About 22 minutes left in this match. And they need to score some runs.
Clink stepping to the line with a runner on first.
So they've scouted her to pull in left field, and center is a little left, left center-ish. No, he's staying pretty.
She took you at your word. No one's going to –
I think she was trying to go to right field.
She knew exactly where she wanted to go, and she was trying.
And pop out to first base.
A miss hit.
I know what that's all about. It seems like everything was a miss hit for me.
Ark is now stepping to the line with two outs and a runner on first. That first baseman really needed to make that play.
Oh.
Don't wink at him, kid.
Did he wink at him?
Must have.
Don't wink at him.
That's the old that's the old pepper right there that Captain Ed's giving him. Back in my mule days, it was common to support and congratulate Captain Ed with the hurls.
And there's a well-struck ball out to right field. Unfortunately for Ark, I believe that was caught on the hop. And he is out. And as usual in a bound match, the best hit balls you are not rewarded with.
It is extremely frustrating. To hit a line drive, know that this is a base hit, only to be put out on a bound, as Addison takes the field in the bottom of the fifth inning, still trailing 6-1.
And 20 minutes left in this game. Here's Tail. I don't know who that is, but he's got a ribbon for a tail.
It is a strategically placed ribbon.
It's there. There's a story. There's a swing to short. It's going to be a missed throw over to first. There's going to be rumbling, bumbling, stumbling as he gets into second base. Yeah.
As he takes his second base, bringing to bat the captain himself.
Mr. Schumann, my introduction to Mr. Schumann was at the World Tournament in Greenfield Village, where he was passing out pamphlets discouraging people from riding the train because it takes away from the canal.
He is a canal man.
And I was like, oh, my God, that's amazing. He hits it to third. Little bit of a misplay. Plenty of time to make the throw. Dirtbag catches at first. Throw over to third. He's going to be safe at third. So that's going to record one out and runner at third.
Captain Ed moving the runner down to third base. He is one of his common phrases to curse the iron giant, I believe it was.
Sometimes when I went to Cedar Point, I would curse the iron dragon. Because it wasn't that good of a ride. Mr. Wichter just hits a single in the left field, scoring a run. Fulton in control, as it were.
Mm-hmm. No outs.
There is one out. And one out. Here's and Bruno. Is it Mr. Bruno? Is it Bruno? I don't know, but he looks like somebody you could, I don't know, maybe borrow some money for at a percentage. And the throw over to first will get Mr. Bruno at 3%.
Bringing to the top of the order, Mr. Musgraves with a runner on second as we are sitting here at the historic Muffin Meadow for the 2021 Ohio Cup in a match between the Addison Mountain Stars and the Canal Fulton Mules. Addison is from Pennsylvania.
It's a well-struck ball to right field. Burns the right fielder.
He was not ready.
Arik is going back all the way to the fence to get that. Tallies are happening. That's a double for Mr. Musgrave. Actually turned out to be a lot closer than I thought it was going to be.
Uh-huh. It's an interesting fact about this field. As you could see, Mr. Arik get the ball, and we could still see him. Right field used to be covered in trees and brush. As Mr. Porter lines out.
No, that's going to fall in.
Well, hits a line drive out to left field and moves Mr. Musgraves to third as we have a runner on first and third with two outs. They've completely redone the landscaping here at Muffin Meadow, and now you can see from right field all the way to center field where the ball is if it makes it that far.
Oh, so this was all you couldn't see. Like, if it went over the fence, you wouldn't even have saw it?
Nope. You wouldn't have seen it. If it had gone to the fence, it would have been an easy home run because then you'd have to go into the thicket.
There's a ground ball to short. It's going to be a bobble force out.
As Buttons finally got the hang of it for the third out, retiring the side, sending Addison Mountain Stars up to bat as we go into the top of the sixth inning. With Addison trailing, they need to pick it up.
Looks like we got some of the Fillmore Fungi showing up right now. They must be in the next match.
The matches move quickly here, ladies and gentlemen, at the Ohio Cup. They are hour blocks, but you're really looking at only 55 minutes of play time.
Yeah, when you fall behind 6-1 in an hour block, in a bound match, you're in trouble.
You're going to need a lot of things to go your way as Spoon leads off the Mountain Stars. Didn't like his first pitch from Mr. Phillips, but he looks determined at the plate.
And there's a well-driven ball to left field. It burns the left fielder down into the valley. As Spoon is going to wind up at second and continue.
On to third.
Going to third. They're looking for the throw, and it comes in, and that's going to be a leadoff triple. Spoon and Apple at the top of the Addison lineup have done well today, and it seems like nobody else has.
Well, you know, that's just the way it goes.
Spoon and Apple have been on base, I think, in every at-bat they've had.
You need those fire starters, and you just hope the fire spreads throughout the team.
So I would assume with Spoon hitting the triple, the Apple's just going to bring him in for a run, and then Addison will make 3 outs, and that'll be the end of the inning, right?
I'm going to need you to have a little more faith. Mr. Apple there didn't like the pitch that was delivered. It was an interesting spoons at bat. You saw the left field to center field cutoff. That's how far the ball was hit.
There is a well-struck ball to left field. That also is
caught on one bounce.
Yeah, that got caught. That's going to bring in the run.
And it that's the thing. He hit a beautiful left center gap shot. It hit the road, kicked up about 5 feet. Left fielder was able to run right underneath it for the out, bringing up Dirtbag.
Dirtbag, one of the most masculine men in vintage baseball. If you were to do a vintage baseball calendar of
masculine.
Yeah, I mean, that's a word.
It's a word.
It's a new word that definitely.
Look at him run. He runs in every direction.
It's violent. He should calm down on that. He's a man that if you took a spray bottle and moistened his chest, we would sell thousands of vintage baseball calendars.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's a between short and second, grounder up the middle. That's going to get Dirtbag to second, the wall to first.
You can tell that Addison's working quickly here. They're recognizing that time is against them and they're behind, so they're going to try and stay aggressive at the plate, swinging, not taking a lot of pitches, not letting that clock run out.
There's a grounder to third. Don't want to do that because that's a force of right there. Dirtbag stopped in the base path, forcing the third baseman to take two full steps back to tag the bag. So that's going to be two outs for Buttons.
With a runner on first and...
Let me ask you this. Second. If you did a vintage baseball calendar with all the best-looking men, would women hang it in the garage and start fixing cars?
I mean, I wouldn't put it past them.
Left field, well hit by Buttons. That's going to go...
Did not bounce.
Did not bounce. Into the valley. The troll blocks the guy from getting the ball. Buttons is... going to make it to second. That's going to tally some runs. And Addison has something brewing here.
Told you. I told you. You can't take anything for granted, even with the bound game. As Mr. Ream comes up to the plate with a runner on second. Let's see if he can keep this going.
As a score going into this.
We are in the top of the sixth inning.
It was 8-1. At this point. But Addison has scored at least three.
Uh-huh.
In this to make things interesting as they do have 2 outs. With the guy on second base.
Addison is a team that we see quite a bit here at the Ohio Cup.
And there's this one's going to fall in and over the shortstop's head. Buttons is going to attempt to score. And this is going to turn... out to be catcher could not get a handle on it. He was going to be out by 17 steps.
He was out halfway down the line. Unfortunately, Pappy, Mr. Burke, took his eye off the ball as it bounced in, and then he lost it in the hay that surrounds home plate, and Buttons was able to tiptoe past him.
So we got Wall at second with that was something. And... here comes the best face in vintage baseball today. The best vintage baseball face today in the world.
Flaps. Oh, wow. Addison has really put together a good inning. What they need to do is...
Score more
or make an out and then get 1, 2, 3 the next inning so they can do this again because time is against them.
Because as much as you think of vintage baseball as being an offensive game because of... how the pitches come in pretty generously, it's still a defensive game.
Oh, very much, very much.
The better your defense, because this is my philosophy as a foul ball down left field, you can be an average offensive team, but if you have a skilled defense, you're in every game.
Absolutely. If you have a defense behind you, especially in your outfield, if you have three solid outfielders, you're gonna be in every single game you play.
The Saginaw Old Golds don't win seven championships at World Tournament in Dearborn, Michigan with offense.
Yeah.
They don't. They're just as good as any other offensively skilled team, as a well-held ball out in left field in the air, running down the hill. That's an inning killer.
Makes a leaping grab. Had he not caught that ball, they're plating another run with another run in scoring position, and they're keeping the inning going. But it looks like they've ran out of time, ladies and gentlemen. Thus, we'll conclude the match.
And I would say that, according to my timer, they still have 10 minutes left.
Oh, let's check the official game clock here.
9 minutes left. They have 9 minutes left, and they've chosen to end the match. I don't know. What time are we at? I'm just looking at my counter.
We are.
Still got 8 minutes.
Lots of baseball left to be played here, but in the interest of time and not falling behind schedule, they're going to allow the completion of the inning as the Mules wore the home team.
All right, so the final score, 8 for the Fulton Mules and 5 for the Addison Mountain Stars. Well-played match. Lots of good defense by Fulton. Lots of good hitting. A fine display of vintage baseball. And that's going to do it for us here as we did something a little different, Rudy. We called a baseball game at the Ohio Cup. Your thoughts?
I think we nailed it.
Nailed it! All right. And then after this match, we'll continue our 8-minute interviews here at the Ohio Cup. Once again, 8-5. Once again, 8-5 is the final score. Fulton over Addison. Thank you.